Nostalgia Day. The 19th of November. As a magpie lands on top of the telegraph pole with a big dod of bread in its beak. Probably going off to bury it somewhere. And a crow flies silently overhead. It's a dry boring, which is thank the Lord, because yesterday was so damn dreich. Wow. What a miserable stinking day. James. We had one wee break in the afternoon and skies cleared, sun came out. I think we've got about an hour and a half and then back to driving rain. There you go. Fine and dry this morning. Skies are clear. Cold wind. It is beginning of winter, of course. Thing is, when the winter, the weather's that bad, it's just it's demoralising. It's entirely different if you're at work, because you have to go to work, you know. Let's say you're off from 8 o'clock in the morning and back home by 5, 6, sometimes even 7 at night. But you've been occupied physically and mentally during your day. And if you're not working, and that doesn't just mean retired, it just means that some people don't work. When weather's like that, it's to me anyway, it's demoralising, because okay, there's only so many doors you can stay in before you get fed up. There's always wee things to be done, but you tend to procrastinate over the serious matters and pick up on the menial things. The tighten screw in that door. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll clean that ledge down or something. And it's just so menial. And it's because you're stuck indoors. Even going a walk, as I did yesterday, wasn't entirely pleasant. Walked up in the break in the weather, and on return got hit with the return of the bad weather. Had to get out of the house. I know, and it was playing on my wife, this weather. I mean, I know that Richard Hubbock spoke about this recently, about SAD, S-A-D, and it's true. Affects so many people. It affects me, but it affects my wife worse. Yesterday, you know how you can tell, well, when you live with someone for so long, you can tell there's an air of something. I could tell by the way she was replying to me and the way she was, she just looked down. And I know what it is. It's being stuck indoors in this horrible weather. Can't even go out a walk in the evening, as we often do if the weather's decent, even in the winter. Get out for a wee bit. She won't go walking in driving rain. She's quite right. Yeah. Because she worries that she'll come back with a cold or chills or something, which she's had before, and I think it's just a wee bit of phobia she's got now. She's not She's not critical in that way, you know, it's not just, but. So anyway, I could tell yesterday, so. I had the stove on in the living room, so I backed it up with a couple of big logs and got the flames going. And she had to lie down on the couch in front of the stove. And I closed the door and left her. And about an hour or so later, she got up. And what a different transformation that hour in comfort and warmth and snugness and sleep. I really need to try that myself. You know. Problem with me is that if I have a sleep in the afternoon, I tend to feel worse when I get up. And I really should, because the past few days I've felt that way, like lying down in the afternoon. Really tired just when I lie down. But I won't do it. I won't do it. Who's that? Who sang that again? That? I won't do it. What was the name of the song? I know a song about that, but I can't remember what title it was. 10cc, maybe? Anyway. It does get you down. At least if the weather's dry, it can be cold. It can be bitterly cold when you get out. But it just drives you mad. Mentally. Also physically, because if you're not out and about, you're not getting exercise and breathing in lungfuls of lovely fresh air. You're indoors. Being lethargic and breathing in the same air that's throughout the house. No wonder we suffer from sad and get a wee bit depressed and down and moody and broody and all kinds of feelings that are not good for you. So I'm hoping and praying for a cold, frosty, but dry winter. It can be as cold as it likes. But if it's dry and you get to see the sun, you don't get much chance to see the sun in the winter here anyway. I mean, it scoots along the horizon in the dead of winter. Oh look, there's the sun. Oh look, there's the sun gone now. Oh my God, I missed it. Blinked. Even now as I look south, the skies above me are clear. And all around, as far as I can see. Except to the south, there's a bank of clouds. And the top edge of those clouds are being brightly lit by the sun, which is obviously behind those. Yeah. Won't see much of the golden globe of life. Time seems to just race through this time of the year. So the faster the race through and get us through to spring, the better. Morning, Mrs. Blackbird. I have some granola for you. The end of the pack. Here you go. Some in the wee hanging bird box. She can get into this. It stops the squirrel from coming down. It's coming. It's like a wee bear and she's standing down at my feet, hopping about as if she's, come on, come on. Oh, look at this. Raisins galore, Mrs. Blackbird. Raisins galore. There you go. Keep some for later. That'll be the first to go. Straight to the raisins. Yesterday there was a... I put some stuff out. There was a giant raisin in it. Giant. She grabbed it and ran in below the bush. Isn't it a shame though that birds don't get to taste their food? Well, I mean, they do with their wee tongues, but that's it. Don't get the enjoyment of chewing. Chewing a lovely raisin. They're just good to go. Oh, well, I can eat that, so they swallow it. They don't get any enjoyment. What a shame. Yes. Imagine if we had to do that. Just swallow everything whole. No chewing, no salivating, just... Right. Oh, poor wee birdies.